With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The USDA will issue a second emergency commodity assistance program payment to eligible producers for the 2024 crop year. Of the authorized $10 billion in ECAP assistance, USDA's Farm Service Agency has already provided over $8 billion in payments to eligible producers to mitigate the impacts of increased input costs and falling commodity prices. Initial ECAP payments were factored by 85% to ensure that total program payments didn't exceed $10 billion in available funding. That coming from USDA Deputy Undersecretary Brooke Appleton. Because additional funds remain, the FSA is issuing another payment. Payments will automatically be made to eligible producers with approved ECAP applications who received an initial payment. Any application approved after September 25th will receive one lump sum. Appleton said these payments, combined with the entire suite of supplemental disaster assistance programs, will help producers navigate market uncertainty, pay down debt from the 2024 crop year, and secure financing for 2026. The past few years have been challenging for farmers in the Federal Reserve's 9th District. The latest Minneapolis Fed Ag Credit Survey shows the pressure is growing on the district's producers, with slumping incomes and worsening financial conditions over the last 2 years. One North Dakota lender commented on the survey, saying farmers are suffering this year, and if it's prolonged into 2026, we could see some farms fail. While the number of bankruptcies has risen, the total remains on the low side of historical standards, but there are reasons to expect those numbers to increase. Court information shows the number of operations filing for Chapter 12 increased in the first two quarters of this year. However, the increase does come off a very low floor, and the overall level is still very low, as a total of 9 farms in the North District filed for bankruptcy in the second quarter of this year. The August Rural Main Street Index, covering a multi-state region, shows 1/5 of grain farmers will experience a negative cash flow in 2025. For the 7th time this year, the overall regional economic index sank below growth neutral, falling to 38.5% in December, down from 48.1% in August. Also, for the 16th time in the past 17 months, farmland prices sank below growth neutral. Elevated interest rates, higher input costs, and below break-even prices caused the downward pressure on farmland. Farm equipment sales dropped below growth neutral for the 25th straight month. 3 out of 4 bank CEOs reported that tariff increases have had a negative impact on farm operations. Weak agricultural commodity prices for grain producers continue to dampen economic activity in the 10-state region covered by the index. That coming from the director of the report, Dr. Ernie Goss. Falling agricultural commodity prices represent the greatest threat to agricultural banks over the next 12 months. AGCO is asking a federal court to allow a rare interlocutory appeal in the Federal Trade Commission's ongoing right to repair lawsuit against John Deere. The request follows an August ruling that granted Deere access to confidential competitor information gathered during the FTC's investigation, including details like sensitive pricing, sales, and financial data from AGCO, as well as CNH Industrial and Kubota. AGCO argues the ruling lacks the heightened protections usually applied to non-party materials and says immediate review is needed to prevent disclosure of vital business information. Once released, the company contends that the data cannot be protected from misuse in either the FTC case or related farmer lawsuits. Reports show the appeal would go to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 7th Circuit, where AGCO hopes to clarify what legal standards govern the release of government-held competitor data in antitrust cases. Deere vows to vigorously defend itself. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.